Now let's go on to the next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, an entirely different type of question, but still an important question. Matthew 12:33 states that the tree is known by his fruit. I take this to mean that for those who truly are the Lord's, there will be some sort of evidence or fruit that will indicate their actual beliefs and lifestyle instead of just a general profession of faith. I've been to a variety of weddings in my life when I was younger and just recently, before and after being saved. Many of the couples were dear Christian people, and many seemed to be professing Christians, and many made no mention of Christ at any point before, during, or after the wedding. Although one could go into such detail about marriage or a wedding ceremony, I am curious about what an ideal Christian wedding reception may include. And it is a sad event when two professing Christians marry but have no reference to Christ in their marriage ceremony. Two believers who marry are making a commitment to Christ as well as to each other, and that commitment should be obvious to everyone in attendance. After all, it's the Lord that created the honorable institution of marriage, as we read in Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. We also read in Matthew 19:4-6, And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. It may be good to point out here that the word for wife in Matthew 19:5 is gnu, and is properly translated woman. This particular Greek word is used 200 times in the New Testament, and is translated either woman or wife each time. That should make it crystal clear that the Lord created marriage to be between a woman and a man. To have a successful, God-honoring marriage is not an easy task. It's so important to start out life together in complete dependence upon the Lord to create and maintain a successful marriage. I've often said that to have a successful, God-honoring marriage will take a miracle. And it's no coincidence that the first miracle that the Lord Jesus performed was at a marriage ceremony. The account of this marriage in John chapter 2 shows how the Lord honors marriage and will bring joy, as typified in his turning water to wine, as long as the man and his wife depend upon him. To attend a wedding where there is no mention of the Lord would seem to indicate that the Lord is not important to the couple. A wedding ceremony and reception of Christians should properly acknowledge appreciation and dependence upon the Lord. There should be no conduct that's unbecoming to a believer in the ceremony or reception. And while celebration is expected and proper at a wedding reception, it's so important to maintain a Christian testimony while celebrating. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. The behavior of a Christian marriage should glorify the Lord. Let's read the account of the Lord in attendance at the wedding at Canaan. In John 2:3-10, we read this, And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the wine knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men shall have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Wine is sometimes used as a symbol for joy, as we read in Psalm 104:15, And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. In the marriage feast of Cana, the greatest joy occurred when it was the Lord Jesus that supplied it. Even so, in marriage, the greatest joy comes from the Lord, and he will supply it when two believers look to him in dependence for their lives together.